From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A Colorado man who was born in Afghanistan is to appear in federal court today in connection with an FBI investigation into a terrorist plot. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The FBI's main focus appears to be a 24-year-old Denver-area man named Najibullah Zazi. He and his father were arrested in Denver, and an associate of Zazi's was arrested in Queens, New York, as well. The FBI has charged the trio with lying to federal authorities. The arresting documents say the young Denver man admitted to having explosives training with al-Qaeda. NPR has learned through two law enforcement sources with direct knowledge of the case that seven other men linked to Zazi were arrested last week in New York. It's unclear what they've been charged with, but officials allege the men tried to rent a large U-Haul truck earlier this month. They were turned away when they wanted to pay cash and refused to leave identification. When asked about the truck by the FBI, the men denied the whole episode. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
The Washington Post has published a new assessment of the war in Afghanistan by the top U.S. commander there. Army General Stanley McChrystal says without additional forces and a new strategy, the mission will likely result in failure. McChrystal wrote that U.S. forces face a resilient and growing insurgency, as well as a crisis of confidence among Afghans in both their government and the international community. McChrystal says if the Afghan government were to fall to the Taliban, Afghanistan could again become a base for terrorism. Italy is observing a national day of mourning today for six soldiers killed last week in a suicide bombing in Afghanistan. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Italy gave a state funeral today to the six victims at the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. The entire political establishment was on hand as an honor guard saluted the six coffins draped in the red, white, and green of the Italian flag. The ceremony was briefly disturbed when an unidentified man rushed to the altar, grabbed the microphone, and chanted, "Peace now." The soldier's death has unleashed an outpouring of emotion in a country where the NATO-led military mission in Afghanistan is increasingly unpopular. And it has revealed divisions even within the ruling coalition. Umberto Bossi, leader of the Northern League Party, has called for the return of all Italian troops by Christmas, while Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has urged discussion among the allies for a new transition strategy. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The House is expected to pass a bill this week that would provide another 13 weeks of extended unemployment benefits to people who live in states where the unemployment rate is at least 8.5%. Without the emergency legislation, benefits would run out for more than 300,000 people by the end of the month. This is NPR News from Washington. Leaders from 20 major economies hold a summit in Pittsburgh this week to discuss the global economic crisis. It begins Thursday. President Obama says there's been progress since the last such meeting, but much must be done to produce needed jobs and growth. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is warning that time is running out for countries to agree on a climate change plan as a follow-up to the Kyoto Accords. Larry Miller has more from London.
Prime Minister Brown says there'll be no second chance to reverse what he termed catastrophic damage to the environment if the opportunity to protect the planet is missed. Brown says he'll go to the UN's climate change talks in Copenhagen in December to push a tough deal, and he'll encourage other world leaders to do the same. Brown told Newsweek decarbonization will be one of the major drivers of economic growth over the next decade, and those who embrace the green revolution earliest will reap the greatest economic rewards. Greenpeace welcomed Brown's decision to take part in the Copenhagen talks, but the environmental group said there's a huge gap between what needs to be done and what world leaders are promising to do. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A group called Alzheimer's Disease International released a report today saying more than 35 million people around the world will suffer some form of dementia in 2010. It says few will get any kind of treatment. The number is about 10% higher than what scientists had predicted a few years ago. The report urges the World Health Organization and individual countries to declare dementia a health priority and spend more money on finding its cause and slowing its development. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.